very much improved, and I see them to be a very strong team in the future as well. And always nice to wrestle Richard Center, nice close school, and good competition there.
So you go into the tournament this weekend, the individual tournament, and how has the team done here in the past few years at this tournament, Troy?
Well, we've been winning it since 2019. Of course, COVID year, we didn't have it, but every year since 2019, we've won the tournament, and you know our main goal, one of our goals this year is to win that tournament again. So, you know, it'd be nice to get a sixth year in a row. Plus, you know, having the seniors having that chance to win, you know, win it all 4 years, you know, that's pretty rare. And it also gives an opportunity for the underclassmen to get that same opportunity as well.
To win a tournament, you need a lot of teamwork too, not just champions, right?
And that's what we have done this year. I don't think we've had an individual champion in any tournament yet this year, but we've been balanced enough where usually just about everybody scores a point, and that's going to be big again this weekend to add up to the team total. So a balanced effort, you know, really helps us out.
Where will the toughest competition come from team-wise this weekend?
Royal out of the Scenic Bluffs, their numbers are probably better than anyone else, and they have some individuals, and they've got some balance. We just got to hope that our balance is a little bit better than theirs.
That's Troy Clary of Ithaca Weston's Wrestling Squad, and I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and concrete work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate from Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Welcome back to Kickapoo, where the Bulldogs have a lead of 20-13 here at the break over the host Kickapoo Panthers. Bulldogs have been powered by freshman J.C. Maxwell off the bench tonight for 12 points. Also two each for Olivia Young, Josie Lau, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson. Leading the way for Kickapoo, Abby Oliver with 7, Gwen Fredrickson, Haley Gander, and Autumn Jacks, all with 2. Kickapoo has 1 3-point basket. That's from Abby Oliver. They are 2 of 3 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs have not made a three. They are 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. Always good to be here at Kickapoo, and we get to see a lot of good friends. Greg Krieger, who we used to interview a lot at the Richland campus, and also when he was here as an assistant at Kickapoo, he's in the house tonight. And good to see him. Eric Weigel, longtime head coach here, 28 years teaching and coaching at Kickapoo. That's a long time. He still seems like a kid to me, but anyway. We'll be back with more in the second half right around the bend. Bulldogs playing well here and leading the host Panthers 20-13 at intermission. This is high school girls basketball on a Thursday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Ithaca will have the basketball first to bring it in play. Wazika Subban leading Lafarge 41-21 at half. River Ridge up on Scholesburg 35-26. DeSoto 41-20 over Seneca. Highland leading Platteville, it is, leading Dodgeville 23-22. Lancaster up on Richland Center 41-13 at half. Bulldogs with the basketball first. We're underway. Ball comes to Tristan Peterson. Peterson down to the baseline. Cut off. Fires it back to Lau. Top of the circle, Miller. Left side held up by Olivia Young. Now she'll throw it in the lane. Tristan Peterson posting up. Left-hand move. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound Haley Gander of the Panthers. And Kickapoo goes the other way. Crossover in the lane. Fires it to Oliver. Across the lane over to Fredrickson. She drives to the baseline. Knocked away. Picked up by the Bulldogs. They're going to be called for traveling as Miller made a save and went to the floor. They'll call her for traveling, and Kickapoo will have the ball back. Tomorrow night, boys basketball will be on hand at Richland Center. Platteville and Richland Center boys basketball. And then wrestling, Mineral Point, and right here on Saturday. Good local sports action. Abby Oliver gets the inbound and is fouled on the shot. She will go to the free throw line. So Kickapoo with a chance to go to the charity stripe on a foul against Kaylee Peterson. That is her second. Abby Oliver with 7 points tonight. Her first trip to the free throw line, and this one is good. 20-14. One more coming up for Oliver. Couple of dribbles, and this one in the air, and that one is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Young. Olivia brings it up to half court, now batted away by Gwen Fredrickson into the stands. It will be Ithaca basketball. So the pass will come in play from the near side for the Bulldogs, right near their bench. And Olivia Young looks to put it in play. Fires it in now. It is going to be Miller. Kaylee drives paint. Throws it over to the left side, Kaylee Peterson. Back to the right, now down to the baseline. Here is the Bulldogs trying to get it inside, and it's kicked by the Panthers out of bounds. It will belong to Ithaca. Bulldogs have led from the early going in this one. Took a 2-0 lead. It was tied at 2. They've led ever since. Kristen Peterson fires it back to Young. Ball swatted loose. Picked up by Jax. Autumn taking it the other way. Pulls up in the crowd. Shot won't go. And a foul called in the rebound against the Bulldogs. That will be their second foul. And it's quickly the third on Kaylee Peterson. So she will have to come out of the game. J.C. Maxwell reports in for the Bulldog girls. Autumn Jax puts it in play. There's Oliver for a long three. On the way, no good. Lau with a rebound for Ithaca. And Josie across half court. Josie sets it up. Crossover dribble. They're going to call her for double dribble. It was aided just enough by Haley Gander, who tapped the ball and made her alter her dribble. It comes back to the Panthers. 20-14, or they lead basically 1-0 here in the first part of the second half. Pass comes to the baseline. Fredrickson for three and got it. Gwen Fredrickson nails it, and it's a three-point game. 20-17. Here's Miller throwing it to Maxwell. She'll drive, shot no good. Traveling called on the Bulldogs. Kickaboo will get it back. Bulldogs have not put on the press tonight. They are capable of that. Kickapoo, a pretty good team at handling that. Pass comes left side to Fredrickson from the wing. Throws it to the baseline. Just up from there is Oliver. Gives it back to Jax. And Jax will proceed over to the right side. Fredrickson down to the baseline. Going to be Kaiser. Ball comes back to Gander. Top of the circle. Haley drives. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Jax. Good. Got a little bank on that one. Jax ties the game at 20 with 15:46 remaining here in the contest. Bulldogs break the press. They have not scored here in this second half. High post Maxwell. Ball batted loose. Now they'll get it back to Josie Lau, and Ithaca will set it up just across half court. Lau goes left side. Pass to Maxwell. She is triple-teamed. Fires it back to the corner. Knocked away by Kickapoo and off of the Bulldogs and out of bounds. It will belong to Kickapoo. So they certainly have tightened things up defensively. Maggie Kirshner is into the game, and the Bulldogs will ask for and get a timeout. 15:22 remaining in the game. We're tied at 20 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
20-20, ball game score here at Kickapoo. Panthers have scored the first 7 points of the second half to tie it up, and they've got the ball. Autumn Jax walks it down across the timeline. Bulldogs matching up person to person around the arc. Pass comes to the left side, down to the baseline. Held up there by Oliver, throws it low, turning in, nothing. They'll kick it out. Fredrickson for his two-pointer. On the way, no good. Maxwell with the rebound. Gives it back to Josie Lau. Lau in the up-ahead pass. Here is the pass to Peterson. Throws it inbounds toward Miller. Ball knocked away by Kickapoo, and they'll take it the other way. Bulldogs hustle back on defense. Crossover for Gander. Left side Jax. Baseline. They're going to maneuver it. Now get it to the low post, and the ball is knocked away. Good defense by Maxwell, and picked up by Lau. Two on one at the other end. Josie shot blocked by Kickapoo and out of bounds. It will be Ithaca ball. Into the game for Kickapoo number 14, Michaela Kaufman. And the Bulldogs will put it in play. Pass comes into Peterson. Back to Kirshner. Three on the way. On the rim, no good. Rebound by Kickapoo, and they're motoring the other way. Fredrickson catches. Lays it up good. Uncontested at the other end. And Kickapoo has its first lead. 22-20. Their run continues here in the second half. Maxwell with a basketball. And now back to Lau. Bulldogs break the pressure. Panthers putting it on. Person to person. Lau with a crossover. Knocked away. There's the pickup by Arndt. Tierney into the front court. Leads Kaufman She'll drive, nothing, fires to the corner. Frederickson now back out to Oliver for three, and in and out. Wow, put back up. That one is good by Frederickson. This looks like a completely different Kickapoo team. They're up 24-20. Bulldogs break the press. Kirshner has it knocked away and out of bounds by the Panthers. It'll belong to the Bulldogs on the far side. Holly King is in, and so is Olivia Young and Kaylee Peterson. So an 11-0 run for the Panthers to start this second half. Holly King brings it in, and Kaylee Peterson with the ball back to King. Right side, Young for three on the way, no good. Rebound Maxwell, put back up, no good. Rebound Kaylee Peterson, kicks it out. Here is Miller, 14-footer is no good. Rebound by Maxwell, down low, and she is tied up. Alternate arrow is going to blow a ball tonight here. Back to the Panthers with 13 and a half minutes remaining in the ball game tonight. Kickapoo won the JV game 36-31. Pass comes to the baseline. Frederickson drives in. Knocked away. Blocked by King. Picked up now by Miller. And Kaylee racing the other way. Plants. Fires it. Oh, picked off by Arndt. Tierney takes it the other way. Tierney leans in and scores. Nice play. And the Panthers are out to a six-point lead. 26-20. The run continues. 13 in a row. Pass to King. Knocked away by the Panthers. Sliding toward the baseline. Frederickson. And it is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. Haley Gander is in, and so is Annika Waslick for Kickapoo. And the Bulldogs trying to get some of that first half scoring mojo going. Young looking and fires it in. Now to Lau. Josie in the corner. Drives back toward the top of the circle. Holly King with the basketball. King drives. Gives it left side to Young. Young back to King. Now Holly on a drive. Plants. Fires back to Lau. Left side, Young. Young gives it back to Josie Lau. Off the screen, Josie left side. Now right to Young. King catches just up to the baseline. Fires it now to Maxwell. JC against the double team. Knocked away by the Panthers. And they're off and running again. A pass to Abby Oliver from Waslick. Waslick gets it back from Oliver. Shot on the way, no good in the lane. And a loose ball and traveling called on Kickapoo. Bulldogs will get it back. This will allow the Panthers to get back into that full court press, which has been paying some dividends. Lau will put it in play. King with a catch. Holly up near midcourt. Lobs it across. Caught there on the far side by Young. Ball tipped away by Kickapoo and out of bounds into the stands. Good hustle. It will be Ithaca basketball. Josie Lau will put it in play. Gwen Frederickson reports back in for Tierney Arndt. Tierney giving him some good minutes tonight. And here comes Lau for the inbound. Fires it in to Holly King. 12 minutes remaining in tonight's game. King off a screen. Shoots a three. It is good for Holly King. He's got five tonight. That's the first basket of the second half for the Bulldogs. 26-23. Panthers setting it up, leading by three. Pass goes right side, Kaufman down to the baseline. Dribbling now is Jax. Back to Kaufman. She'll reverse it. Left side, Waslick. Free throw line left. Now fires free throw line right. Pass down low. Frederickson, tough shot low, no good. Rebound by Maxwell. Bulldogs with a basketball. Back to Holly King across the half court line. Holly lost the handle and there's a collision for the basketball, and a foul is called. Into the game for Kickapoo, 24, Lexi Kaiser. For the Bulldogs, 35, Tristan Peterson. Ithaca basketball at the scorer's table, 26-23, Kickapoo, 11-18 remaining. Ball goes to King on the left wing. Back now to Lau. Lau drives, fires the right side. That's going to be Young. Cut off on the baseline. Throws it back to Maxwell. Free throw line, and she is fouled on the way by. That will be the second on Kickapoo. This one is going to be on Gander. That's her first. And Olivia Young puts it in play. Bounces it into Peterson. Makes a low post move. Shot wouldn't stay. Rebound Kickapoo. Haley Gander with the rebound. Now motoring the other way. Fires it right side. Panthers to the baseline. Fredrickson kicks it out. Long three for the Panthers. No good for Kaiser. And out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Kickapoo. Into the game for the Panthers. Tierney Arndt. Kaylee Miller. Going to try to put it in play. No, Holly King. King brings it into Miller. Miller on the far side. Bulldogs trying to weave in and out of this full court pressure. And Miller on the left side. Back to King. King with the ball. Drives right side. Plants. Thought about a three. She's covered quite well. Now free throw line left. There's Tristan Peterson. Drives into a crowd. She's fouled on a shot. And that'll force Kickapoo into its third foul. Tristan will go to the free throw line. Number 14, Michaela Kaufman on the foul. That is her second. Get a chance to open up a filmy flip phone here in just a moment. Free throw in the air for Tristan Peterson, and it is no good. Some of the latest that we have, River Ridge leading Schulzburg 48-33 in girls basketball. Westfield up on Mauston 64-25. Girls final score tonight. That one is missed by the Bulldogs. It rims out and out of bounds, and it will be Kickapoo basketball. They lead it 26-23 here at Kickapoo High School tonight. Panthers with the ball. Haley Gander moves it right side. Gives to Kaiser. Kaiser back to Waslick. Annika off a drive. Down to the baseline. Cut off by Peterson. Fires it back out. Cross court. Now left side. Gander to the baseline. Haley is cut off. Fires free throw line area. There's Kaiser. Right side Waslick. Waslick looks to the inside. Pivots. And now back it goes to Gander. 10 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Kickapoo by three. Baseline tipped away by Maxwell. Ball in the backcourt and over and back called. Okay, well, from my spot up ahead, it looked like it was tipped, but it will be Bulldog basketball. They call Kickapoo for being over and back, and it will be the Bulldogs of the basketball. It's much easier to sit up here on the balcony. You've got a pretty good bird's eye view of everything, fans included. Pass comes in. It's going to be caught by Lau. Lau back to Maxwell. JC on a drive. Gives it back to Miller. Kaylee gives it right side for King. Back to Miller off a screen to the corner. Lau, ball fake. Now the Bulldogs again. Patience. They'll give it to Maxwell. Back to King. Three on the way, and it is good. Holly King's got the hot hand tonight, and we are tied. 26 apiece. 9:25 remaining. King with 8 points. Ball goes left side to Waslick. Top of the circle, Gander. Now Arndt. Arndt gives it up to the corner. Panthers went on a 13-0 run to start this half. The Bulldogs have scored the last six. Top of the wheel, nothing. Back it goes to Kaiser. Kaiser throws it low. Arndt posting up, nothing. Fires it back to the corner. Kaiser, good defense by the Bulldogs, filling the gaps. Now near side, Kaiser. Top of the wheel, Waslick. Looks inside, nothing. Back to Gander. Kickapoo doing a good job. Patience for both sides. Annika Waslick airmails it to Gander. She'll shoot a three. It's on the rim and no good. Kristen Peterson gets the rebound for Ithaca. Cradles it, then gives it up to Kaylee Miller. Back to Josie Lau. 8.5 to play in tonight's game. Lau, left side for Miller. Back to Lau. Off a screen. King, ball fake, baseline. Two-pointer on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound Maxwell, and she is going to be tied up. Good sportsmanship as Lexi Kaiser helps her up. The arrow points to the Panthers. Kickapoo bringing in Autumn Jacks again. Stoughton has defeated Reedsburg in boys basketball, 81-41. Kickapoo and Ithaca tied here. Just over 8 minutes remaining. Pass goes right side. Jacks throws it inside. Knocked away, but picked up now by the Panthers. That one knocked away again by King. Picked up by Miller. Kaylee across the timeline. Stops. Throws to Holly King. Ball fake. Shoots it in the lane and good for Holly King. And the Bulldogs lead 28-26. Panthers quickly up court. Fredrickson with a two for the baseline. No good. Put back up. And that is no good by Kaufman. Rebound by Tristan Peterson. Lancaster leading Richland Center 71-28 in girls basketball tonight. Here at Kickapoo, 7.5 to go, 28-26 Ithaca. Left side King, ball fake for three, nothing, gives it back to Lau. Batted loose, but picked up. Now Gander had a hand on it. It will be Bulldog ball. Pass comes to King, back to Lau. Josie near the top of the circle, over to Holly King. Ball fake drive, shoots a long one on the way. That is no good. Rebound pulled down by Jax. And the Panthers operate the other way with a fast break pass to Oliver. Bulldogs cut her off. They'll shoot a 14-footer. It's short. Rebound by Josie Lau of Ithaca. Lau at half court, all the way to the far side in front of the Bulldog fans. And now we'll set it up. Bulldogs by two, 6:50 remaining in tonight's game. Pass right side to Miller. Back to Lau. High post. Now to Miller, King, top of the circle. Holly, nothing, gives it back to Miller. Miller on a drive to the corner. J.C. Maxwell for three. It is no good. Ball rims out long, now picked up by Gwen Fredrickson on the dribble. Fredrickson, now to Autumn Jacks. Fredrickson catches, baseline. Now she'll shoot a 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Holly King, and the ball comes out now to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee across half court for Ithaca, penetrates a bit, gives to King, left wing. Holly now reverses it to Josie Lau. Lau with the basketball. Screens are set. Lau is tied up. As she looks to the right side, Haley Gander makes the play. It'll be Bulldog. Oops, substitutions coming in. Kaylee Peterson and Olivia Young. And Ithaca will put it in play. The guest Bulldogs leading it 28-26. We've had a lot of close games lately here on the radio. Those are fun. This one fun. Ball goes down to the corner. There's Maxwell, 15-footer on the rim. No good. Gets her own miss. Goes up. Ball blocked out of bounds. Gwen Fredrickson. That was a beautiful block. Got all ball on that one. That's a fine art. Bulldogs will put it in play, and the looking is Young. Brings it in. Peterson to the corner. Three for Miller. It is good for the Bulldogs. Kaylee Miller rings the bell, and it's a five-point lead. 31-26 Ithaca. Here's Kickapoo pushing it to the baseline. They are cut off. Jax throws it back to the lane. Going up is Gander, and she is fouled on the play. Foul on the shot, in fact, and she'll go to the free throw line. Foul is on Ithaca's number three, Kaylee Miller. Clock stops with 5:34 to play. And at the free throw line, Haley Gander, first trip tonight. This one in the air, and it is good. Gander has 3 points tonight, 31-27. She will get one more opportunity here. Fouls are even at three. Gander's free throw on the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Ithaca. It will be Kickapoo basketball. So the Panthers will start it in play from the left side, and Autumn Jax will be the inbounder. Jax looking to bring it in play, lobs it in. Caught right side by Oliver, drives into the lane, and gets loose for a two. It is good. Abby Oliver makes it a two-point game, 31-29. Bulldogs pushing it. Miller back to Maxwell. Ithaca trying to control things, and they've had this lead now for a little while. Don't really need to force it, and they'll work it on the outside. Again, Josie Lau, top of the circle, brings it back to Peterson. Miller looks to the back line. It's going to be knocked loose by Kickapoo and stolen away. Abby Oliver gets the takeaway. 5 minutes to play. Ithaca by two. Right side, Gander. Oliver on the wing. Back to Gander. Left side, now Tierney Arndt. Arndt, entry pass low. Tough shot, no. Foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be on Kaylee Miller, and it is a two-shot free throw situation for the Panthers. Autumn Jax going to the line for the second time tonight. She has 5 points. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good. She'll get a second look, can bring her team within one. Tristan Peterson is in at the low post, and going out will be her sister, Kaylee Peterson, playing with three fouls tonight. Free throw is good by Jax. And it's a one-point game, 31-30, 4:45 to play. Bulldogs drive. Now they'll fire it for a driving layup drive. Good by Josie Lau. Chelsea Lau took it to the hoop hard, and it makes it 33-30. 4.5 to play. Top of the circle, Gander. Left side, Oliver. Trying to square up for a look, but they're right on her. And now down to the baseline. Ball goes back to Fredrickson, top of the circle. Baseline, Oliver. Backs to the baseline, nothing. Gives it back to Fredrickson for three on the rim. No good for the tie and the rebound by the Bulldogs. Maxwell to Lau, 4:05 remaining. Ithaca with the ball. Right side, Miller. Drives top of the circle, gives it to Young. And Olivia drives to the baseline, is cut off, fires it back now to Miller. Miller off the screen, takes it all the way to the left side, is cut off, fires back to Lau. Lau with the ball, spin move, free throw line, nothing, back to Peterson. Boy, the Bulldogs spreading it out a little bit. Pass comes to Young. Young on the left side, back to Lau. Lau backs in. Bounce feed now to Maxwell. Bulldogs to Peterson. Tristan challenging low. Gets down deep. Throws it across the lane to Young. Now to Lau. 15-footer for the baseline. Good for Josie Lau. Two baskets in a row, and the Bulldogs lead 35-30. Timeout by the Panthers. 3:18 to play here in Area Girls Basketball from the good old R&V on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kickapoo using a timeout, trying to get back and on the swing of things. They went on a 13-0 run to tie it up to begin the second half after being down by 7 at the break. Bulldogs now leading by 5. 3:13 to go as crossing center court is Autumn Jacks. Right side, Fredrickson, ball down low. Lau kicked it. Comes up a little bit limping, too. He's all right. Nothing that hasn't happened in the rodeo, right? Ball will be inbounded by Kickaboo for the baseline. Jacks looking and lobs it in. Knocked away by Young, but picked up now by Gander. Gander right side, Fredrickson. Air mails it weak side. Tough shot away. Good. Off the glass and down for Lexi Kaiser's first basket. Kickaboo falls back into a full court press. 35-32. Ithaca, 2:50 to go. Maxwell over to Peterson. And a handoff down to Lau. Left side, Miller. Bulldogs again. Can be patient with the basketball. 3-point lead. Kickaboo putting a lot of pressure on. Pass comes right side to Young. Almost knocked away and passes it to Maxwell. And now pushed over by the Panthers. And who has it? They're going to say it's off of Ithaca. Two players scrambling for it right by the Bulldog bench. So Kickaboo creates a turnover. And they lead by 3. They have the ball. 2.5 to play. Autumn Jacks crosses the timeline. Bulldogs matching up. Person-to-person defense. Gander on a drive, cut off in the baseline. Pivots, gives it back to Jacks. Autumn now airmails it back to Kaiser. Right side held up by Fredrickson. Down to the baseline, Oliver. Down low, backing in for a two and up, and it is good for Jacks. And it's a one-point game. 35-34. Ball loose on the floor in the inbound. Now the Bulldogs get it. 2:05 to play. Josie Lau across half court. Bulldogs by 1 and a foul called on Kickapoo. That will be their 4th as a team. A little bit of a factor here if you're wanting to foul to stop the clock, so a foul here doesn't really hurt much. Autumn Jacks picks up foul number 2. So the pass comes in play. Here's Miller driving right side. Needs some help and hands off to Josie Lau. Lau back around midcourt and a timeout taken by Coach David Klang. 1:44 remaining Ithaca with a slimmest of leads, 35-34 over Kickapoo on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Didn't hear earlier Corbin Burns being traded away. It sounds like that is the big rumor anyway, the rumor on the street here in Viola tonight. So that's the way it goes. It's a bummer, but looks like Corbin Burns going to Baltimore for shortstop Joey Ortiz and left-hander D.L. Hall. We'll see. I don't know anything about either one of those players. I don't see a lot of the American League teams, so we'll have to kind of figure that out. All right, here we go. One-point game, a minute 44 remaining. Bulldogs by a slim one, and they have the ball near midcourt. Pass comes in play from the paint, and now it's going to be taken. The Bulldogs set it up. Here's Peterson. Tristan needs some help. Kickaboo coming after her, and there is a foul call. Boy, Kickaboo really aggressively trying to get that ball loose, and they've been successful at it before. Foul is the fifth on the Panthers. And the second on Gwen Fredrickson. Ball comes into Peterson. Bulldogs by one. Ball near midcourt. Lau has it knocked away. And there's a jump ball call. And Kickapoo will get the arrow. They were trying so hard to trap the ball. And they did it. And now Kickapoo will have the ball with a minute 30. And down by one. Autumn Jacks will put it in play. Haley Gander dribbles the ball across the half court line. Brings it left side to Fredrickson. She'll ball fake, now drive low, gets in for a shot, no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Fifth foul on the Bulldogs. It is a shooting foul. Going to mark that on Tristan Peterson, which will be her second. Free throw for Gwen Fredrickson. She's 2 of 2 tonight. This one on the way, and it ties the score. 35-35, 1:21 to play. Second throw, Fredrickson in the air and gives him the lead with a free throw. 36-35, Kickapoo. Ball comes into Maxwell. JC across the half-court line. Bulldogs break it. Ball tipped by Kickapoo and out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball on the sideline. Kickapoo will have the ball right around, I should say Ithaca will have the ball right around the very deep corner. Down by a point. 36-35. Young brings it in. Peterson cradles the basketball. Peterson trapped in the corner. Again, Kickapoo getting it away, and we're going to see a timeout taken by Coach David Klang. Bulldogs are having a lot of trouble getting trapped right here and there. They'll get a timeout with a minute 11. They'll get the ball again when the timeout will continue. 36-35. Kickapoo. Area girls basketball tonight from the RNB on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
We have an inbound. Oh, knocked away by Fredrickson. Takes it the other way, lays it in for Kickapoo. Fredrickson gets the steal. Kickapoo by three. Miller in the backcourt. Ball knocked away, and it's going to be thrown off the Panthers and out of bounds. Kickapoo getting the ball knocked away. Very physical play, and the Bulldogs upset. It's really been a hustle here trying to keep the ball in play and keep the ball in hand. But as it stands, the Panthers lead 38-35. It will be Kickapoo ball with 53 seconds to go. Bulldogs with visible frustration there. That time, again, lots of physicality, but that's the way it's been tonight. And the Panthers really going after the basketball. Ball comes in play, caught by Gander, brings it across half court with 50 seconds, and the Bulldogs have to foul. That will be foul number three on Kaylee Miller. Panthers by three, and it will take one more foul to get them to the line to shoot. So the Bulldogs putting the defensive pressure on. Panthers by three. Ball comes into Kaufman with 45 seconds. Brings it across half court. Nothing. Back it goes to Gander. Throws to the corner. They're going to find a player down low. And Kaiser tips it back. Shot him away. No good. Peterson with a rebound. And Kickapoo is called for a foul. That one is on Gwen Fredrickson, which will be her third. And the Panthers putting on this really suffocating full court press. Ithaca down by three. They'll have to bring it length of the floor with 35 seconds. Ball comes into Peterson. Hand off to Miller. There's a foul on Kickapoo. That'll be on number 21, Abby Oliver. And the Bulldogs get a foul. And that'll put them at the line at the other end with 33.5 seconds remaining. Abby Oliver with her second foul. Tierney Arndt returns. She's the player that's playing kind of a making the plays in place of Jaden Nagel up from the JV tonight and has had some minutes. So here's an important free throw for Kaylee Miller. Miller's free throw is good. Two-point game, 38-36. Kickapoo brings back Autumn Jacks. Miller trying to bring him to within one now. This one in the air, and it is no good. And the rebound by Kickapoo, and the ball is on the open floor, and a foul is called on the Bulldogs. That'll be called against J.C. Maxwell. So the foul will put Kickapoo at the other end. We're into the single bonus for both teams now. 29 seconds to play. Maggie Kirshner in for Josie Lau, and Tierney Arndt will shoot free throws for the first time tonight. She has a basket. Kickapoo by two, 29.6 seconds remaining. Arndt at the line as the gym quiets. Free throw is in the air and good. That gives the Panthers a three-point lead, 39-36. Again, with 29 seconds. This one would really hurt the Bulldogs if she makes it. Arndt with a few dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. 40-36, Bulldogs will have to bring it in against this rugged press. Whistle sounds and a timeout by Coach Eric Weigel. 40-36, Kickapoo leading Ithaca. We'll be right back with the conclusion on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day 2024 with actual inventory and a huge sale now through Tuesday the 6th. We've got almost 40 Silverados, half tons and heavy duties, or Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax here. Over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, it's Groundhog Day. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Ball comes into Ithaca after the timeout. Here is Miller taking it all the way down deep, takes a shot, she's fouled. Best strategy for the Bulldogs right there. Take it, try to get a couple of points with the clock not running. They're down by four with 23 seconds. And Miller, who was one of two just moments ago, takes it to the free throw line now. This one in the air, and it is no good. trying to get her team with at least within three here. One possession game. Josie Lau is back in for Maggie Kirshner, and the free throw again for Miller. Free throw number two. It is in the air and no good. Rebound pulled down by Kickapoo. 21 seconds to go, and the Bulldogs have to foul. And that'll put Haley Gander at the free throw line on the other side. And that is the eighth Bulldog foul, second on J.C. Maxwell. So at the line, Gander, 3 points tonight. Her team leading by four. And she'll take a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is good. Kickapoo hitting some clutch free throws down the stretch tonight. 41-36. Second free throw in the air, and that one is good. Boy, nice touch there. Gander makes it a 42-36 game. Bulldog basketball. Left side, Peterson. Tristan on a drive, knocked away. Throws to the corner. Lau with a long two on the way. Won't go. Rebound now by Peterson. Tristan throws it off the Kickapoo player, and now stolen by Abby Oliver. And Oliver is fouled with 4.9 seconds remaining. Bulldogs have tried twice to throw it off a Kickapoo player to get it back in bounds, and it has failed. That one caught by Oliver, and then she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line with 4.9 seconds left. Boy, Panthers at one point kind of pulled away like they were going to put this away, and then the Bulldogs had pulled away. Free throw is good. One more coming up for Abby Oliver. That makes it 43-36. Oliver's second throw in the air, and this one is no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Maxwell up to half court. Bulldogs will get a shot at the end, and that'll be it. That'll do it. Kickapoo gets out with a win, avenging a loss at Ithaca earlier this season. Gutsy come-from-behind win for the Panthers, playing without Jaden Snagel tonight. 43-36, the final. Coming up next, the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Kickapoo gets the win here tonight. Welcome to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. They improve to 16-5, while the Bulldogs fall to 11-8. And a good ball game here tonight. Both teams had moments where they were kind of in control. The Bulldogs certainly started that way and were up 20-13 at halftime. Kickapoo came out and scored the first 13 of the second half and got the lead. The Bulldogs then recovered. Ithaca had kind of put a pretty good resume together again. Got up by a score of 35-30. The Panthers come from behind and get the victory here tonight by a final of 43-36. Well, Richland Center runs on Duncan, and it is time for us to run down the play of the game, or the turning point of the game, if you will, here this evening. And we're going to go with a couple of ladies that were clutch at the free throw line down the stretch here tonight. Tierney Arndt, who played in a reserve role tonight, hit two clutch free throws, followed by Haley Gander with a couple of free throws, and that put the lead up there, and it put it out of reach for the Bulldogs. So we'll go with that tonight as our Duncan turning point. Remember, America and Richland Center runs on Duncan. That's it for our turning point, our moment of the game, and we'll be back with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The Pancake Wrap-Up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Gets the win, 43-36 over the Ithaca girls tonight. Here's a look at some other scores. Lancaster 77, Richland Center 30, Prairie du Chien and River Valley. Prairie du Chien 42-10 at last word. Cuba City with a win against Riverdale 79-36. Also Platteville 44-43 over Dodgeville at last word. Wazika Steuben 79-45 over Lafarge, and Benton got the win against Potosi Cassville in girls basketball, 58-47. And now the scoring in this one tonight for the Panthers. They are led by Gwen Fredrickson with 13, 11 for Abby Oliver, 8 for Autumn Jacks, 5 points scored tonight by Haley Gander, 4 for Tierney Arndt, and 2 for Lexi Kaiser. For the Bulldogs, 12 points for J.C. Maxwell, all in the first half. 10 from Holly King. She had 8 of those in the second half. She helped the Bulldogs spark to a lead. And 6 points for Josie Lau, including a couple of big baskets down the stretch here tonight for the Bulldogs. 4 for Kaylee Miller, and 2 each for Tristan Peterson and Olivia Young. Ithaca makes 3 three-pointers. Holly King has 2 of them. They are 3 of 8 from the line. 3 three-pointers for Kickapoo. They're 12 of 17 from the free throw line. Panthers also won the JV game 36-31. And now on down the road for these teams. Not very many games left in this girls' basketball season. For the Bulldogs, they'll be in action next with a makeup game Monday at home against River Valley, and then a home game Tuesday against Wazika Steuben. For Kickapoo, they'll be at Cashton on Tuesday night, and then we'll host Wazika Steuben. That's going to be a great game next Friday night, February 9th. Tomorrow night, we'll be on hand at Richland Center High School. The Hornets play host to Platteville in Southwest Conference boys basketball. We'll be back here on Saturday for the Scenic Ridge Wrestling Tournament, which is going to get underway with the wrestling to start around 9:30 that morning. And Mineral Point will be the site of the SWAL-SWC clash. Bill Twining and David Werman will be on hand for that one. Henry Bray will be here at Kickapoo with me, I think anyway. We're going to strap him on the car roof and bring him over on Saturday. Kickapoo comes from behind with a nice victory here tonight, 43-36 over the Bulldogs. The team split during the regular season. Our game has been engineered by Tim Thede, and this is Phil Nee saying goodnight and thanking everyone here at Kickapoo. Always great to visit Panther Country. We'll be back with more coming up tomorrow night in local sports right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered, my hope. Me.